able to scoop it up there somewhere around the 5 yard line and negate the damage, getting out to almost the 15 yard line, but a long ways to go on a very stout defense of Sandusky.
18-8, Harbor Beach trailing Sandusky on offense, 11:55 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach coming immediately out to the spread, two wide each way. Kadar in the shotgun has Caden Boyden to his right, working just inside the left hash. There's a snap, looking to pass, nothing there. Now lets it fly down to the near sideline. It is overthrown out of bounds of the 40-yard line. Intended receiver was number 6, Luke Woodke. In coverage, DeLauren Wedge. Close behind was number 20, Martin Tovar. Incomplete, 2nd and 10.
That is a great view for us up there. Dylan Kadar, very patient in the pocket. Double move, he pump fakes, and then Woodke hits the sideline quick, but he is double covered. DeLauren Wedge is in great coverage. But what I'm seeing with this secondary of Sandusky, it's struggling. They don't locate the football. Luke Woodke understood, and Kadar understood, that guy was covered, but he was in trouble, so he threw it to his favorite receiver, and he threw it behind him. So Woodke stops and goes back to the ball. DeLauren Wedge keeps running. So the receiver creates space, but the ball was just too far thrown out of bounds for him to make a play on it.
Two running backs, Dylan Kadar on the keeper, rolling to his right. Nothing there. He's going to be actually brought down in the backfield for a 3-yard loss out to the 11-yard line. Bringing him down in the backfield was Mitchell Davis, defensive tackle, only a sophomore for Sandusky. And now Harbor Beach facing a 3rd and 13 from their own 11-yard line.
Not a good start, but this team has been able to come up with big throws on 3rd down. And you can telegraph that to the whole Sandusky sideline. There's going to be a pass here. Let's see if they can finally stop it. Had better coverage, but that secondary has to know where the receiver is and have an eye in the backfield. You have to see where that quarterback is looking because he is not afraid to throw it back shoulder and try to catch that defender off guard.
Kadar in the shotgun, rolling to his left, is in trouble, and he's going to be brought down this time at the 5-yard line. Another 5-yard loss brought down by Brendan Duff, middle linebacker for the Redskins. And it's going to bring up a 4th and long for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Just nowhere to go. Kadar, none of those routes was able to finish. And if you're Sandusky, I guess if you don't think that you can cover these receivers, I guess bring some heat. And when Kadar tries to step up in the pocket to avoid it, there's a linebacker waiting for him, and down he goes for a sack. And it's 4 and out for Harbor Beach, and they're going to punt it away. And we've seen this before. They show up in the spread offense, but they still punt it away with Kadar.
4th and 19 from their own 5-yard line. Kadar going for it on 4th down into the hands of Luke Woodke, and it is caught across the. He's still on his feet, Luke Woodke, all the way across the 35 down to the 37. And Harbor Beach converts on a 4th and 19 from their own 5-yard line and gets all the way out to the 37-yard line.
That's from his own end zone. Kadar makes that throw on 4th and 19. You love the play call, but if you're Sandusky, it makes no sense. It's 4th and 19.
Why is he doing this?
Why? Play defense. What's the most that Kadar is going to do pooch punting from there? Getting it to midfield? I don't understand. One of the few mistakes Sandusky's made on defense. Great job. Ballsy call there by Coach Shelke. Huge 1st down for Harbor Beach.
1 for 3 on 4th down now. Kadar throwing to the far sideline. This one's overthrown as he was hit right when he was releasing that ball by Brendan Duff into the backfield. Pass was intended for Luke Woodke. This was overthrown at the 35-yard line. 2nd down and 10 from the Harbor Beach 38-yard line after converting a 4th and 19 from their own 5.
Yeah, if he doesn't get hit, he's got an opportunity to make one of those Dylan Kadar-like throws that are perfect and on the money, hitting his receiver in stride. DeLorean Wedge with pretty good coverage, but undersized. So if that ball is thrown up in the air and over his head, Woodke's able to make a play on it. So even though Kadar was under duress when he let go of that football, hit as he throws, he made sure that that ball was in front of his receiver where only he could get it. And if Woodke doesn't come up with it, the ball will fall incomplete, and that's what it did.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Man on either side of Kadar out of the shotgun. He's going to be quarterback or handoff up the middle out to about the quarterback keeper up to the 39-yard line. A gain of a yard. Tackle made by Sandusky's 55, Casey Kirkpatrick, outside linebacker. 3rd down and 9.
So far, kind of avoided the run. As a design quarterback run, they put Woodke in the backfield along with Boynton, and they become lead blockers. But even they are not able to pick up enough of these free-flying defenders of Sandusky. A very short gain, maybe 1 yard. So here's Harbor Beach again with a 3rd and long situation. We'll see if they can throw it again for another 1st down.
Harbor Beach 4 of 8 on 3rd downs tonight for 50%. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Either man on either side of Kadar out of the shotgun. Staying in the pocket, throwing downfield to the 40-yard line. This one is out of reach for Tanton Babcock. Number 8, Brady Franzel, was in coverage. Babcock could not locate the ball, and it falls incomplete. Now Harbor Beach facing a 4th and 9 from their own 39.
That's one of the few times the Harbor Beach receivers turned to find the football, and Kadar had already thrown it, and he could not locate it. I think it was Babcock turned for the football, and just no idea where it was, so it sailed over his head. But again, they caught themselves, and this time again it was Brady Franzel, a guy they've had some luck against early in the first half, with tight coverage, but his back to the football. He has no idea where it is. And if that ball is thrown to the sideline or is thrown underthrown a little bit intentionally, he has no idea where that football is. And a Harbor Beach receiver would be able to adjust on that and make an easy catch.
4th and 9, and now they punt it out. And Dylan Kadar with a booming kick bounces at the 18 and rolls out of bounds at the 15-yard line. And that one was close to being actually blocked. And so Harbor Beach goes for it at their own 5-yard line, but punts it from their own 39 and flips the field. And Sandusky will start at their own 16.
Yeah, at that time, Sandusky was not fooled. They weren't playing that game. They stayed in their normal defense. And Coach Shelke must have made that call early. He says, if they bring the special teams out, I want you to throw it right down the heart of the field. And in this case, if they play defense, I want you to punt it away. And so overall, as disastrous as that looked for Harbor Beach, that is an excellent job of at least flipping the field and going to force now this Sandusky offense to go 84 yards on your defense.
It's USA over Brown City 38-0 in the third quarter. Thanks to Brenda Engler, who's feeding us information there from that ballgame. 8:53. In the third quarter, Sandusky handoff to Zach Franzel up the gut, and it's actually still on his feet around the left edge, and he gets out to the 18-yard line. It's gain of hard-fought 2 yards. Tackle made by number 42, Ethan Hessley, middle linebacker for the Pirates.
Swarming tackle, but it just goes to show you the power of Zach Franzel, as he could have been tackled multiple times. If every Harbor Beach defender got credit for that tackle, you can divide that tackle by 8, Doug. There's 8 guys that touched him before he finally was brought down for a 2-yard gain.
Sandusky on offense facing a 2nd and 8 from their own 18-yard line. 8:15 left in the third quarter. Redskins taking their time now. Coming up to the line of scrimmage out of the T formation, as it has been all night long. 3-man backfield. Tovar, Franzel, and Wedge. Carlson under center, and we have a whistle right at the snap, and this very well could be a false start or delay of game. Delay of game against Sandusky, so they took too much time on that one, and now it's going to be a 2nd down and 13.
I understand that you want to control the clock and not allow Kadar extra possessions. You can sense the weakness in your secondary, and you don't want to let Harbor Beach expose that, but you certainly don't want to take your offense out of rhythm either, knowing that you've been able to run the ball very well. Why put yourself in 2nd and 13 situations? Snap that ball. You delay a game penalties. That is inexcusable.
And thank you to Amy Sageman, who sent in Lakers 44, Vassar nothing. Not exactly sure in what point of the game there, but big for Lakers. Quarterback keeper Matt Carlson around the right side has a lead blocker still underneath the sticks and gets forced out of bounds at the 23-yard line, and we have a flag flying from the near sideline, way away from the flag, or way away from the ball and even play. It's going to go against Harbor Beach. Very well could be a personal foul. So Harbor Beach comes up with a stop short of the sticks by about 4 yards. It's a personal foul against the Harbor Beach Pirates. A push in the back. Too aggressive. Wasn't wearing a mask. Who knows what it was. 7:48 left in the third. Sandusky converts on a 1st down on a penalty.
It looks like one of those deals where some pushing and shoving going on, some holding of jerseys, and it looks like the retaliator is Ethan Hessling on that, pushing off that blocker, pushing him off him, getting him off him, and of course that's what the official sees. But you can't retaliate in this game. They'll get caught almost every time, and it's a free, I believe, 15 yards now for Sandusky, and a 1st down.
At their 37-yard line now, T formation, handoff to Zach Franzel, hits that right gap and pushes the pile forward all the way out to the 44. That's going to be a gain of 6 on the play. Tackle made by number 65, Dakota Deer, as well as Elliot Seaman. and they're going to stay marked down at the 42, a five-yard gain.
Power football. He runs right into the back of his linemen, and it's just a parade of linemen just pushing Zach Franzel up the defense. They have no idea how to stop him, and he's hit after 3 yards, but there's no chance.